Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur. Don't forget to click on the Daf option to see today's Tosfos marked using the popular Gemara Markings system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. The first Tosfos was part of the limud that we had on of Daf Yud Aleph. So we continue with the second Tosfos, Brocha Achas L'Mishmar HaYotzei. We learned from the Maseches Tomid, which was quoted here, that when there was a changeover of the Mishmaros of the Kehuna, a Brocha was recited by departing Mishmar on behalf of or in honor of the incoming Mishmar. Our Gemara has said that the Mishmar Hayotze Omer LeMishmar Nichnas a Brocha. Tosfos asks a question. Tema Ktsas. There's a little bit of a question here, a little wonderment. What do you mean Brocha? Brocha is a technical expression that has a format. My he. What Brocha is there? Hoyol Veles Bo Lo Shem Velo Malchus. There's no mention of the name of the Almighty in this passage that was quoted in the Gemara, nor is there any reference to his monarchy. And we actually had learned, there's a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what constitutes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan on the first of the wide lines of the Gemara, and second of the wide lines, we saw Rav and Rabbi Yochanan arguing about what constitutes the minimum text of a bracha. But as far as the Mishmar HaYotzei is concerned, there is no mention of the name of the Almighty. So why is it categorized as a bracha? That's his question, but we leave it as that. Posach v'yomar, Baruch ato Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, v'yasovur shehoya yayin. We saw in our Gemara a case of someone opening up a bracha while holding a cup of beer, but thinking that it's wine. The hevin shoya shechar, and then he was reminded it was really beer. The achar shehevin shoya shechar siem shakol. So Tosfos is telling us that what does it mean the opening of a bracha? That is when you say the words Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. The Tosfos continues, Loi, Vasuye Nahamo. We were trying to resolve the question of the fellow holding the cup of beer and opening up with the incorrect wine brocha intention, and we thought we were going to resolve that from the expression of Klolo Shodovar HaKoach HaChosum. The Gemara then rejected it and said, Lo, Lasuye Nahamo. The Klolo Shodovar expression is coming to include the case of Nahamo. Nahamo is the case of the bread. However, our question, as we saw in the Gemara, was not resolved. The question of the beer with the opening wine mindset. Upirish Rav Alphys, the Rif says, Hashtavilo Ifshita Ba'ayon, since our question hasn't been resolved, Azlinon Lekula, we go lenient, we take the lenient approach, Ve'afilu Pasach Bechamra, fellow holding cup of beer, even if he opened up with a wine intention, V'siyem B'shichra Yotza, since he closed with a Shehakol, which is a the bracha for beer, he fulfills his requirement. V'ri hoya omer l'chumra t'tzorch l'vorech pamacheres. The Ri disagrees with the Rif and says that you have to make a second bracha. You have to make a bracha with a proper intention. In other words, the fact that you had a wine intention at the beginning is a total ruination as far as the Ri is concerned. Umiyu hoya omer Rabbeinu Chananel, im hoya yodea bebirur shita bediburo. If you have someone that knows clearly that he made a mistake in that which he said, sheomar bore pri hoetz tachas pri hagofen, the besoch kedei dibur yochol lachzer bo. It would sound from this that we're talking about a case of someone who should have said borei priyo gefen. So he's holding a cup of wine, and he said instead borei priyo eitz, but toch kedei dibur within a very short amount of time, which is known as toch kedei dibur, the amount of time it would take to say two or three words, and within that time frame he corrected himself, so he can go back. He doesn't have to go back. In other words, that would serve as a correction. V'chein b'yom tov b'chasimo shel yom tov. Likewise, with regard to yom tov, in the davening where one is supposed to end off mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, im to'ah, if he made a mistake, bein mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim v'yomer mekadesh Shabbos, it's a Yom Tov davening, and instead he says Mekadesh Shabbos, the Chazav Besoch Kedei Dibur, and corrected himself within that short time frame called Toch Kedei Dibur, Yotza, Achrei Shiyodea Shu Yom Tov. He knows it's Yom Tov, the wrong words came out. So if he makes this correction, he that suffices. V'hiksha HaRabbeinu Rabbi Yankiv Mikinoin, Mai Komi Boyalei. What is the problem here to begin with? V'hovarei mitzvus einon tzrichos kavona. If our whole question deals with a simple issue of intention, namely, while he is saying the opening, Baruch atah Hashem, he has in the case of the beer that he's holding, he thinks he's thinking wine. Thinking is called kavona, intention alone. But we hold that mitzvahs don't require intention. So if that be the case, why make a whole to-do about this anyway? Bottom line is, the man finished with the right text. Nothing came out incorrectly. The only thing that might have been a problem was wrong intention, but mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavona. Vayomari dahainu b'shemea tfilo achorei beis haknesis v'lo niskavim lotzeis. The idea of mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavona is true and is applicable to someone who, let us say, heard the davening and didn't think to take advantage of what he hears in order to fulfill his tefillah requirement. So we will tell you, even though you didn't have intention to be yotze, you will be yotze. Aval hecho diniskaven levorech al hayayin. However, here, it's not just lack of intention. Here, there's a problem of wrongful intention. This is a more serious situation. He intended for something else. So in that case, we will tell you that his wrongful intention prevents him from being yotze. Lahagid Baboker Chazdecha. This was cited in the Gemara as a source for the necessity of saying Emes V'yatziv in the morning, and Ve'munus Chabalelos, and the basis of saying Emes Ve'muna at night. And we're of course referring to the brachas, the first bracha following the Kriyat Shema by day and by night. Tosfos explains. When we say Lahagid Baboker Chazdecha, Chesed Shakadosh Baruch Hu Osa Lanu B'Mitzrayim, the kindness that the Almighty showed us with regard to our stay in Mitzrayim and subsequent Exodus. Emunascha Pirush Medaber Al HaOsid. Emuna is an expression referring to faith and trust. So it's our faith regarding the future. Shanu mitzapim shishmor haftochoso v'emunosoi, that he will keep his promise, v'igolenu miyad hamalochim, and redeem us from other kings, ubesof brocha chozu l'gula, and at the end where we say goal Yisrael, we return to the original Egypt redemption. That's l'gula. De Paro, redemption from Paro, Kedei Lismoch Ligoal Yisrael. Namely, at the end of that paragraph of of MS Bemuna at the end before we end off with the signing off of Goal Yisrael, which is a text in the past tense. So we make reference once again toward the end of the paragraph of MS Ve'emunah to the Exodus from Mitzrayim, so as to have an appropriate closing text before the signing off bracha. So therefore, for you, everyone is familiar with what we say. We say toward the latter part of MS Ve'emunah, we say that he did miracles for us. He does miracles, and he took vengeance on Paro. Vayotze es amo yisom mitochem lecherizom avibonav ben gizre yamsuf. All a reference to the Egyptian Exodus. So that even though the nighttime MS Ve'emunah is geared for a expression of hope for the future, nevertheless there is also a reference to Mitzrayim, so as to tie it into the closing bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, He who redeemed in the past the nation of Israel. Inami al derech hamedrash chadoshim labukorim rabo emunosecha she'odam mamin umafkid ruchoi biado umachzira belo yegia. This is a second approach to what the theme of MS Ve'emunah, of our expression of hope, is the hope that is involved in our entrusting our spirit. When we go to sleep, we entrust our spirit into the hands of the Almighty, and it is our hope that He returns it to us without effort in the morning. Emes v'yatsiv v'chulei. When we speak about the truth, we say emes v'yatsiv v'nochon v'kayim. All of those words that are expressions of the truth, lo koi al hashchina. It's not a reference to the divine presence, but rather it is a reference to the expression that we say elokoi a'ah hadobor hazeh. Which is, you see that in the text of the Emes V'yatsiv, after these words of it is true, what is true? Hadovar hazeh. As opposed to thinking that it's a reference to the Shechina. V'chein Isa b'haram. The Ram mentions that as well. V'isa b'yushalmi. Hai marganisa deles be'taymo. The Yushalmi makes reference to a marganisa, precious stone or a pearl that has literally no value, means beyond value. Pur she'ein lo shuma. It has no value in the sense of its great value. Kol ma shemeshabeach mizgani lo. Anything that you say positive about it won't be sufficient, and hence it'll be gnai. It'll be in effect a denigration of it. Kedamo come on. As the Gemara says later. Bechad the Pasach Yomar, referring to a person who got up in the davening and said he overdid it. He started Hokel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vahanoro, and he went on the Hoyamari Harbe and went on with all kinds of other praises of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Amale Reb Chanina, and Reb Chanina said sarcastically, Siyamta Lishvachi Demorach, did you finish the praises of your master, of the Almighty? Ki kol peh lo yuchal l'saber shvocho. Person is incapable of saying the praise of the Almighty. Therefore, when at the opening of Tosfos says that all of these words, emes v'yatsiv v'nochon, all of these words, which were words of praise, they're words of praise indicating the truth of the matter, can't be referring to the divine presence, because when it comes to multitude praises of the divine presence, that would be counterproductive. You're trying to say praise of something that's beyond praise. Therefore, it was important to note that all of those words are a reference to Hadovar Hazeh. The Dovar Hazeh, if you look in the context, is coming on the heels of the last paragraph of the Kriyashma, which dealt with Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that our
There's a reference here to the truthfulness of the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the subsequent performance of all of Hashem's mitzvahs. But what we're trying to emphasize here is that all of these words of praise of Emes, V'yatsi, V'nochon, V'kayim, V'yoshua, and all of this is not a reference to the Almighty Himself, but rather to His having taken us out of Mitzrayim with the intention of our fulfilling His mitzvahs, as is indicated right before these words of praise when you look at the text of the Parshas Tzitzis. Continuing at the top of Yud Beis Amud Beis, Korah Kechizra. In describing the bowing of the Shmona Esrei, the Gemara mentioned that when Rav Sheshes would reposition himself in an upright form, he would do so like a chivya, often translated as a snake, in a slow fashion, with his head rising first and then the rest of his body. The Tosfos, Korah Kechizra, when he would go down like a stick, which was a rapid one action rapid movement. Ulekamun Amrinan, later in the Gemara Daf Chof Ches, it says Ad Shira Kiisur, when discussing how far should one bow, one should bow so much so that a fold of skin would appear on his chest. Pirush Lo Sagi Bekriya Levad. It's my impression, and it was based on this that we explained the Gemara. We had explained in our Gemara section this piece of Gemara using the Tosfos as Pshat. We also mentioned that Korah is something that's associated with knees, a knee bend. So, and that's based on what one sees in a Gemara elsewhere, that where the Gemara says Kriya v'Birkayim and Ishtachavoy is Pishut Yadayim v'Raglayim. So Tosfos is saying here that Lo Sagi v'Kriya, it's not enough to do a knee bend, the Rosho Zokuf, while leaving the rest of your torso erect with your head facing forward. That wouldn't fulfill what the Gemara says on Chav Ches, where in the bending there should also be a type of a fold or flap of skin on one's chest. Elaboy nami shiyachuf harosh. He also has to bend his head. But once again, bending the head, I don't believe would accomplish what the Gemara says is yirek isar, because that Gemara is referring to a fold of skin on one's chest. So therefore, yachuf rosho would seem to be a reference to the person's bending of his torso at the waist. So what are we describing? Where he bends his knees and he bends over his entire body at the waist, and his head facing downwards, and that would form this flap or fold of flesh opposite one's chest. V'chein isa b'Yerushalmi d'pirkin, likewise in the Yerushalmi of our perek, u'bilvad shelo yoshuach yoiser midai. There, the Gemara says not to bend too much. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, u'bilvad shelo yase kihodein charduna, provided one doesn't make himself like a charduna, v'hainu targum Yerushalmi shel tzav. That is the targum Yerushalmi of the creature known as a tzav. V'atzav k'shu shoche, the tzav, when it bends over, rosha zokuf, so that the Rav Yirmiyahu is telling us not to make himself like a tzav, whose bending over is such that its head remains erect. And therefore, like we explained earlier, that based on the Gemara Daf Chof Ches, one bends over, not only does he bend his knees, but he bends over his torso as well, with his head facing downwards. U'b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur shanu shochem kol shah b'tfilah. There are those that practice when it comes to the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur davening, that they remain bent over all throughout their davening, specifically throughout their Shmon Esrei. They have to be careful, though. Tzorach lizorah she yagbia kodem she yisayim abrocha, that before they get to the brochas that require bending, require bowing, they should first straighten themselves out from their previous bent position. So once they're straight, and now continue to recite the brocha with the appropriate bending. Rak sheyichra beboruch,
they at, having done that, having straightened yourself out before the bracha, then you'll bend for the baruch. V'shiyagbia miyad, and then straighten himself out. D'amrin l'kamon, sofein omdin, says at the end of the fifth parak, in ba lishchois tchilas kol bracha v'sof kol bracha, melamdin oisoi shelo yishchet. If a person thinks to bend over at the beginning and end of each bracha, we tell him not to do it. There is a necessity for being straight as well.
And therefore, the instruction is that if on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, if one is has this practice of saying those, saying the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur in a bent over fashion, he should be careful to straighten himself out right before the bracha, do the necessary bending for the bracha, and the necessary straightening out as well. And after that, he can go back to his bent over position for the balance of the text. There was a machlokis between Rav Yosef and Rabbo regarding during the Aser Yemei Tshuva what happens if one says Hokel HaKadosh. Rav Yosef said he will be Yotze, and Rabbo said he won't be Yotze. So the Tosfos says that halacha is like Rabbo, that Tzorch Lachtoim HaMelech HaKadosh VaHaMelech HaMishpat, that one has to sign off those brachas with that losham, with that text. Vim lo omar, and if he doesn't do it, machzirin oso. If he doesn't make those changes, hamelach hakodesh and hamelach hamishpat, he has to go back. He has to say it properly. V'chein zochreinu u'michomoicho u'chsov l'chaim u'besefer chaim. Four more passages that are added. These aren't changes, but they're additions to the Shemoneh Esrei. If he doesn't say it, machzirin oso im lo omar. If he doesn't say it, he has to go back and say it properly. Anyone who changes from the form that the Chachomim established for the davening has not fulfilled his davening requirement. If a person is in doubt during the Aser Yemei Tshuva whether he said the right thing or not, he must go back and daven again, as it says in the first perek of Maseches Tainis Yerushalmi, Hoya Mispalo V'eino Yodea Im Hizkir Tal Moter V'im Lav. If a person is davening and he doesn't know whether he made mention of Tal Moter or not, so we say as follows: Kol Shloshim Yoim B'Cheskes Shelo Lomud. During the first 30 days since the change was supposed to be made, if you're dealing with a change in the for the sake of saying Talmud Motor, so you're talking about a change in the winter months. So if you didn't make the change, if you have a doubt whether you made the change or not, so if it's within 30 days from the date that you're supposed to make the change, Becheskas Shelo Lomud. Lomud means accustomed. Pirush Shelo Omar. He's becheskas, he's with the status of not having said it. Rather, he is accustomed to not having said it. Achar kein, after 30 days, becheskas shehizkir. He is then assumed to have mentioned what he is supposed to mention. V'adin l'chol advarim shesoch lahazkir, kach adin. Likewise, with regarding to all things that one is supposed to say, it depends on this 30-day factor. The Im Kain, since it's dependent on the 30-day factor, whether it's 30 days within 30 days of the date of the having to make the change, or it's beyond 30 days. Therefore, when it comes to Aser Yemei Tshuva, the Lekos Shloshim Yoyim Tzoruch Lachzor, you don't have 30 days to deal with. So if there's any issue of a doubt, you have to go back and daven again. And all of this is based on the principle of Kol Hameshaneh Mimatbea Shetovu Chachomim. Anyone who changes from the form that the Chachomim established, you haven't fulfilled your requirements. Rabbeinu Chananel Kosav Di Ein Machzirin Oisoi Mikol Oisan Dvorim. Rabbeinu Chananel says we don't make him go back from with regard to all of the things we mentioned here. The low pasak, the sefer, the feirush. It wasn't
that we don't have in, certainly in the Gemara, there's no clear psak on the issue. There's no definitive final ruling. The Hevi Raya Lidvarv, and the Rabbeinu Hananel brings proof to his point of view. Now, as we said earlier, when we are learning in our Gemara markings shir, we are not coming to any halacha lemaisa conclusions. Because if one does look in the halacha lemaisa, he will see a sort of compromise between these two opinions. The first opinion saying he has to go back, and the second opinion saying he doesn't have to go back. Where in certain cases he will, in certain cases no. But that's beyond the purview of our Gemara markings daf yomi shir. Bikshu likboya parshas balok v'parshas kriyashma. The Gemara mentioned that there was a thought to include parshas balok together with the kriyashma, with neima lo kavua. Why wasn't it established? Is v'chule. And the Gemara said because of the Torah. Isa Yerushalmi, the Oysen Shlosha Parshas Shetikim B'Kriyashma, the Yerushalmi says that the three Parshas that we have that make up Kriyashma, we call the Parshas Shema, Volume Shema, and Parshas Tzitzis, Lefi Shebohen Aseres Hadibros, because there is a hint in them to the Ten Commandments. V'ayin bo v'tintza kol. If you look into it, if you study it, you'll find those references. And it appears to me that what Tzitzis is alluding to is the fact that there's an allusion to the fact that before we mentioned that we don't include the Aseres Hadibros in the davening because of Tarumas Haminim, but nevertheless there is a hint to the Aseres Hadibros in the choice of the three paragraphs of the Kriyat Shema that we do in fact say. With that, we conclude our shiur for